Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, they need to coordinate their stream time starting and on air and whatnot with the actual time. I'm losing a minute, half a minute at least. My goodness. Hey, here's a good one. I think you'll like this. It deals with some of the relevancy that's been happening lately. Things I think you'd appreciate. Let's put it that way. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is from a major publication called the National Review, April 22nd this year. It's got a section in there called The Week, What Transpired, This, That, and other forms of BS. It may or may not matter. And they decided to do a number on a certain person. It states, Democrats should stand behind Joe Biden. It's a lot better than standing in front of him. Ooh. Old Grinchy Joe got his whatever's tightened up on that one a little bit. Then you got some other news that you're familiar with now. Trump signed an executive order that signals the administration's support for free speech on campus. And it says, but has no practical immediate legal effect. Executive orders do, whomever wrote this, and they don't put an author down. Violations of the First Amendment are not going to be tolerated. Public universities are already required to respect First Amendment rights. Federal agencies do not have unlimited discretion. In the absence of congressional action, to add new conditions to the receipt of federal grants. Ooh. Want to bet? Legislation, that's what it's called, is the only adequate response, really? Well, first you got to get Mule's attention. Hit him between the eyes with a 2x4 and goes, huh? Oh, okay, what's up? States are steadily passing statutory free speech protections, but there is room for Congress to condition federal aid for public universities on constitutional compliance. Ooh, ain't that neat? Then you got Kamala Harris. Big idea. Proposes to transfer $315 billion tax money to the Democrats' most important political constituency, the teachers' unions. Imagine that. Here's Elizabeth Warren. She jumps into the mess, too. No one who's witnessed the periodic scramble for pork known as congressional farm bill negotiations. Hey, farmers, guess what? They're playing with you again. Would claim that America's agricultural sector operates in anything resembling a free market. And they're looking at taking some people down via antitrust law. Well, that could work to an extent, but in agriculture, how about we cut the corporation's welfare off at the knees? Yeah, that's right. They get more, believe it or not, because they got more acreage. That's commercial farms now than the small guy. So even when doing so would lead to higher food prices for consumers. No, it won't. What it'll lead to is a fair profit for people that are not getting to even present, let alone sell their produce. Oh, boy, AFSCME. Mark Janus won an enormous victory in public sector workers. Now that the Supreme Court has agreed that it was unconstitutional to force Janus to pay fees to a union he did not wish to support, he'd like his monies back. And that's getting difficult. Oh, boy. If the union violated the Constitution taking money from Janus, as the court ruled, seems wrong for the courts to deny him redress. That would be a return of the funds that they took. Recent court decision scrutinizing the relevant laws found that the union could not be held liable for the fees it collected because it acted in good faith. No, it didn't. We're watching the situation play out with great interest, and however it ends, Janus will remain a hero to every public sector worker who doesn't want to fund a political organization they disagree with. Oh, boy, here we go. City of San Antonio has banned Chick-fil-A from its airport. There's a problem with that. San Antonio does not have the constitutional authority to punish a private corporation for its perceived politics. That means you can't ban them. You hear that, San Antonio? The city is engaged in unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination. And should Chick-fil-A choose to sue, it would almost certainly win. The city's intolerance could well prove costly for taxpayers. Aw, you mean we get caught in the, get our goodies caught in the whiz banger again? My goodness. Now I'm gonna switch gears. This is for the April 19th, and the name of the magazine is The Week. And it's got an editor's letter, and this is a goodie. Transparency is not healthy for American politics. Oh, transparency is not healthy for American politics, especially politicians. Pandora's box, oh my, lawmakers from both parties will start to demand the returns of rivals and deploy them as weapons in primaries and general elections. We're talking about taxes here. Trying to tell the IRS what to do. They've proved that they do what they want, whatever they want to do. Bring it on, this guy says. Many voters understandably wonder whether lawmakers who put their own interests ahead of the country's. I'm going to read that one again. Many voters understandably wonder whether lawmakers put their own interests ahead of the country's. How, on $175K a year, do you become a multimillionaire in just a year or two? Maybe we can help keep politicians honest by doing one thing. Now, I know everybody and their mother-in-law at one time or another was a little kid. And I know that everybody played the show me yours and I'll show you mine. Well, he rephrased that and turned it around. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Ooh, that's the managing editor. Dude, that's a home run. Easy. That's the, no question on that. Oh, boy. My. Trump's Homeland Security purge. Yeah, he's changing things so that the system operates at least some kind of way in the general direction it's supposed to be operating, not the way it's been. Barr prepares to investigate the investigators. Guess what? They're scared. Why do you think they're changing the subject and a bunch of other happy crap? Federal law. According to Barr, federal law required him to scrub it of classified information, secret grand jury testimony, material connected to ongoing investigations, and details that could violate the privacy of peripheral figures in the probe. That means you're getting a redacted copy and you cannot legally force the man to do otherwise. Tough. Ain't it terrible? Redactions could be extensive. I already heard they were. The joke I liked that I saw was one where you had a whole page of stuff redacted, and there was just a few words there. And they were simple. Nothing to see here. Think about it. Oh, boy. Now, you got the other part. Spying on a campaign is a big deal, he says. Question is whether it was adequately predicated. In other words, is it a real investigation or is somebody just spying? I will suggest that as the inquiry continues, they're going to find out that it was not predicated on anything other than horse hockey. What is Barr trying to hide, asked the Boston Globe. Oh, boy. It's a spin job. Members of Mueller's team have complained that the report's contents are a good deal more damaging to Trump than the summary implied. Ooh, so it's in the New York Times. And these are associates to the Mueller probe now, okay? Come from the New York. Others griped that the evidence they gathered on obstruction was alarming and significant. That's the Washington Post. Huh? Have you heard from any of these publications? I mean, you know, Democrats are sort of losers, said the Wall Street Journal. Finally got something right. Furious at Miller, concluded that Trump campaign did not collude with Moscow. They've hit upon a political comeback strategy. Accused Barr of a cover-up. That's for starters. You wait till they get going good. They ain't got started hardly. Let's see here. Investigate, who were rightly worried about the multiple contacts between the Trump team and Russia. Rightly worried, really. He's accommodating the president, Fox News. I hate some of these college words. Hurts my tongue to pronounce them. And every right-wing internet troll in their fevered fantasies of a deep state anti-Trump conspiracy. Well, what about the coup? What about finding out that the Mueller investigation was all horse hockey? Then the conspiracy theories start gaining some weight, reality. Barr has a good reason for not giving Congress the full Mueller Monty. This is the Wall Street Journal. Democrats will cherry pick and leak every uncorroborated claim to fan the collusion and obstruction flames. So you ain't getting the whole thing anyway. Legally, you're not allowed to. Your paycheck don't go high enough. Ooh, I bet you love that one. Sure, less demands for transparency sound reasonable, but openness isn't always a good thing. Grand jury witnesses, often innocent private citizens, can be compelled to reveal all manner of intimate details, banking records, text messages, loan defaults. If it were you, would you want all that information made public? What color underwear you got? Congress will argue it needs the underjacketed report to determine if Trump obstructed justice. Oh, no, you don't. And thus fulfill its constitutional mandate of policing the executive branch. You guys don't know. The only thing you guys got in mind is get Trump. If, and this is a big if Congress were blocked from seeing the report and rendering its judgment, then the president would effectively be immunized from accountability for wrongdoing while he's in office, putting him above the law. Well, I hate to inform you, but guess what? Trump has operated within the law continually for years. He didn't have a choice. Too many people watching. Controversy of the week. Trump. Should Congress get his tax returns? Answer is no. Unless all are released. That includes you, Congress. Ooh, yeah. Let's put everything out there. Come on. Salt Lake City. Mormon softened stance. Oh, here we go with the fun and games on the lights again. The lights been going on. Well, I don't know if anybody can hear me or not. Said they were reconnecting me now. Let me load up Facebook and you guys can talk to me. See how that works. Clunk, come on. I gotta go through 500 bad roads to get to where I wanna go. We can hear you, Joe says, huh? On the phone, I can hear you. Okay, well, that's nice. I can't tell that. All I know is that when the power goes out, this phone goes off. So, Right now, we're at a point of I've already called back in and all that, and I ended with, should Congress get his tax returns? No, unless all are released. You know, show me mine, I'll show you yours. You know, Mormons soften the stance. No longer will label same-sex couples apostates, or bar their children from baptisms and baby blessings. Oh, goody. I'm glad a religious institution finally wised up that there's a reality out there beyond what they think. Pittsburgh, preventing shooters. 3 gun control ordinances went into law this week. And they're not going to like it. There's challenges, a bunch of challenges from gun rights groups, including National Rifle Association. Well, among the laws, a response to the Tree of Life Synagogue massacre in Australia is a red flag law that creates a legal process to remove guns for up to a year from people exhibiting suicidal behavior or threatening to harm others. That's a crock of shit. It is a secret. This is one of the secrets. The secret meeting with a judge. You don't get to go, by the way, whether it's against you or not. And then all of a sudden, a SWAT team shows up to take everything. Another ordinance bans the use of semi-automatic weapons and certain accessories in public places. The city not able to implement a broader ban because of state laws that preempt local legislation are still trying. Guess what? You guys are going down in a flame of in a blaze of glory. Woo! Here we go. Now I don't know if you followed the constitutional parameters of the college fraud, but all of a sudden now we're making a deal. Texas men's coach took a plea deal. Oh, okay, wonderful. You know, I think it's I think they should prosecute their ass. Period. And the kids need to lose any credentials they got, such as a degree. If they're still in college, tell them, ooh, I'm a wonderful, nice, you know, you screwed over a bunch of people to get to where you're at. Consequently, you deserve to be screwed over on a legal basis. New York City, immunization emergency. Bill de Blasio declared a public health emergency. Ooh. A pamphlet that circulated in Williamsburg claiming that the measles vaccine killed more kids than the disease would. Ooh. Judge in nearby Rockland County struck down an order barring unvaccinated children from public places. It's beginning to take shape. It may take some time. That's another problem. Oh, my goodness. Milan. Far-right claim aims at EU far-right parties across Europe. I remember all them yellow jackets. Think about this. Yellow vests. However you want to look at it, I call them yellow jackets because they got some sting to it. Far-right parties across Europe are banding together in a bloc to contest the European Parliament's elections in May with the aim of becoming the biggest faction in the multinational legislature. Matteo Salvini, Italy's deputy prime minister and leader of the anti-immigrant League Party, told a news conference in Milan last week that the goal of the Europe of Nations and Freedom Group would be the promotion of nationalism. Oh, terrible swear word! And the hampering of closer European Union integration. For many Europeans, the EU is a nightmare. We hope to change that. The far-right alternative for Germany, France's National Rally, Austria's Freedom Party, populist parties of Finland and Denmark have already joined the ENF, and others are expected to do so. The people have had enough of the bullshit. And guess what? They're getting ready to clean it. Too bad if you don't, you know. Anyway, Tehran. Oh, that's a wonderful place, I'll bet. You're the terrorist. Iran reacted angrily this week after the Trump administration declared the regime's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a foreign terrorist organization. In a fire rebuttal, Iranian President Hossein Rouhani called the U.S. leader of the world terrorism, declared U.S. Central Command a state sponsor of terror. Tit for tat. Next. On down the road you go. I really doubt that's going to make any difference one way or the other. And we got to get into some of the goodies here. I'm ignoring a lot of, the lights are flickering again. Now, what's wrong with these people? Good Lord. No collusion. Won't re-elect Trump, really? Growth, jobs, low unemployment, and tax regulation cuts will. That's pretty simple. Democrats calling it a civil war. And the Dems are losing. And it's about money. The major donors are not donating. Protect vulnerable incumbents for whatever their ideological proclivities. That's how they believe. Announced that it will cut off all business with political consultant firms that work with Democratic primary challengers. Cortez. Oh, has played that game. Struck back by telling fellow progressives to hold all donations. They already are, dink. What are they? She needs to be plugged into a wall socket. She really does. An exasperated House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, is now engaged in an open power struggle with Cortez and her allies. It may be too late. An ideological purity test is underway, and the firing has begun. They're shooting their guns. You gotta watch these people. They will screw you over and not even blink an eye. Reformers are being picked off, and that's in Russia. That's from the Moscow Times. Phew. Take the charges at face value. It's widely believed that Kremlin hardliners are out for revenge. Imagine that. That sounds like a Democratic Party to me. They particularly hated the drive for transparent government by Abayazov. And excuse me if it ain't right. They're gunning for the dwindling band of liberals. Oh, we want to get all the liberals. Well, I don't think we need to get all the liberals. I think we just need to simply show them a clear path to what they're supposed to be doing, which is legislating. And if they would side with some of the Republican ideology, work on some of the legislation together, we might actually come up for something for we the people. Ooh, imagine that. Here we go. How they see us. Is NATO still strong at 70? No. Number two, Russian harassment group. That's all that's for. It's exactly what that's for. Mostly subdued affair. This is the gathering of foreign ministers. Because the shindig was overshadowed by disputes within the organization. I'm the big bad boy, but I ain't going to put no 2% in. Only the UK, Poland, Greece, and the three Baltic nations hit that target. 2% is not that much, believe me, although it could be. Turkey must choose between being a partner and the most successful military alliance in history and making ruthless decisions that undermine our alliance. Ooh. Well, Turkey ain't going to take that. They fired back. The U.S. must instead choose between being Turkey's ally or a friend of terrorists. Ooh, Kurdish rebels in Syria are guilty. NATO is showing its age. Trump called the pack obsolete. It is. Heart is no longer there. Oh, my. New European Union Army to protect Europe so they can stop relying on the U.S. Hey, man, that's cool. That cuts our expenses. Now, here's another one, and I'm covering some things. These are light things. I'm just about done with the magazines already. ALEC, you remember that? Legislation was prepared. At least 10,000 bills submitted in the state legislature and Congress over the past 8 years were almost entirely copied from so-called model legislation drafted by industry groups and other special interests. That's ALEC. More than 2,100 of those bills eventually became law, including the Asbestos Transparency Act, which makes it harder for victims of asbestos-related diseases to claim compensation. Oh, that's nice. And then you got this fun and games with leggings. I can't believe it. Too revealing? Well, I'd say only if they're see-through. And I'll let all the rest of it run. No, you can't wear that to church, really? From what I understand, you can. Death penalty, when pain isn't super added, really. Throughout 60 years of precedent with that executions must meet civilized standards. Now, what's civilized about killing somebody? It ain't. They call it civilized. They used to call the torture chambers civilized. They called what they did to the Indians civilized. My goodness. Hitler even said it was civilized to exterminate the Jewish population of the planet. Justice must be administered fairly, but also expeditiously, because the victims of crimes are harmed by unjustified delays. Well, you want to cut the expenses and the time involved? Take a 12 gauge, put it up to the guy's head, and pull the trigger. Boom! All done. Liberals want the Supreme Court to abolish capital punishment as cruel and unusual. That's from the National Review. Here you go. Up the power. It says I'm getting reconnected. I don't know how long that takes or what's going on here, but death penalty. Liberals want the Supreme Court to abolish capital punishment cruel and unusual. What about the victims, huh? You did something nasty enough to warrant a death penalty. You deserve to die. And, you know, yet the Constitution categorically sanctions the death penalty, starting in the Fifth Amendment, that a person may be deprived of life. Ooh. Bloomberg.com. My God. Gorsuch filled his opinion with horrific descriptions of Bucklew's crimes in order to portray him as a monster, not deserving pity. Well, if the bloodthirsty mother did something nasty enough to get warrant the death penalty, he deserves it. The bloodless language of legalese. He went on to discuss the pain imposed by various methods of execution used over the centuries, including hanging, fire squads, gas chambers. Rather than challenge every method of execution, liberal justice should simply argue that the state-sanctioned killing is inherently cruel and unusual. Right. Sure they should. Let's end the debate on whether it's not pain inflicted while killing human beings is super added, huh? Maybe they deserved it. Congress, who broke the Senate? The Dems did. Mitch McConnell is destroying what once was known as the world's greatest deliberative body. And that's from The Guardian again. Last week, the Republican Senate Majority Leader invoked the so-called nuclear option to make it easier to ram through President Trump's district court nominees and other low-level appointments. Accusing Democrats of a historic obstruction, McConnell used a parliamentary maneuver allowing the Senate to change its rules with a simple majority vote, slashing the time senators can spend debating appointments from 30 hours to 2. McConnell didn't break the Senate. Washington's Anner editorial, at this point, both parties have done their fair share of weaponizing Senate procedure. The Democrats used the nuclear option back in 2013 to abolish the filibuster for cabinet appointees and lower-level court nominees. Republicans will likewise come to regret this. And this is from the Federalist, and it's very probable that they will eventually, especially when it gets used against them. The Senate is now becoming just another version of the House, where the majority party can freely impose its will. Okay, the only problem is you can't get it passed if you don't have both houses, and you ain't got close to that. Now, the rule that keeps the Senate from voting on a bill without 60 votes is about the only norm McConnell hasn't trashed, because it allows his party to block legislation favored by the majority of Americans. No, Democrats. Fixed. With the filibuster going, both sides will have to put their cards on the table, ironically breaking the ultimate Senate taboo by actually fixing the Senate. Oh, my goodness. 84% of voters say Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report should be released to the public. And the only thing you're going to get is redacted. And that includes these BS artists that would like to think they're federal lawyers and aren't. They don't know the law is not. It's your problem. Are video games a dangerous addiction? All online is addictive. A secret online trust score. One didn't even know that existed. There's a score you don't know about that websites use to evaluate whether you might be a bot or a fraudster, said Christopher Menz in the Wall Street Journal. Comes from a company called SIFT, S-I-F-T, like sifting something, based on, here we go, lights are flickering, based on more than 16,000 signals to flag devices, credit cards, or accounts. That company might want to block. One site finds fishy behavior linked to an email, and it can mark it as risky. One signal that an account really belongs to a human, problem signing in. The bots log in every time. You get to remember these things. You get to be aware of what's going on. There are there's a lot going on that people are not aware of this. Letter from the editor. Oh, my goodness. This must be the Washington Examiner. Hugo Gerdman. Senate Democrats blocked the nomination of William Pryor to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Pryor was then Alabama's Attorney General. He has since made it to the appeals court and was anathema to Democrats as a conservative Catholic. Oh, mercy, can't have one of those in there. They might have us eating fish on Friday or something terrible. What a crock up. The left feared that his jurisprudential eminence would elevate him quickly to the Supreme Court, where he'd hew to the Constitution rather than their political agenda. That's terrible. That's mind-boggling. That's as bad as having Trump get elected. So-called net neutrality. Here we go. How to facilitate mission creep for the Federal Communications Commission and the regulatory state. Now, you got to be aware of the fact that Trump has done away with a large load of regulations, and those regulations were nasty. And guess what comes up first in my little dog-eared magazine? The net neutrality debate is really about the ballooning regulatory state? At the heart of the disagreement is how much discretion the Federal Communications Commission should have. Over the last decade and a half, the FCC has pushed to increase the scope of net neutrality to include areas that were never originally contemplated, such as cybersecurity and privacy. Can't have all that. Reluctant to write the FCC a blank check, and this is legislators in general, the debate over net neutrality is now a dispute about the proper extent and power of the regulatory state. Think about that very carefully. It gets funky. What had previously been a policy centered on consumer interests turned toward restricting internet service providers. Man, that sounds like the Constitution. It's supposed to work like that. It's supposed to tell the federal government, and I don't think so. Prohibited from discriminating and transmitting lawful network traffic. FCC prohibited unreasonable discrimination, but it was widely assumed that the agency would grant network operators some leeway. You got 2015 rules. The 2015 order went further than anyone expected, reclassifying the internet as a Title II service like the telephone. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that they should be classified as utilities. I don't think they'd like it very much, but I think they need to suck it up and figure out how to handle things. Anyway, if Congress doesn't pass legislation, internet regulation remains in its muddled state. Congress should act. That in and of itself is one of the problems. Congress needs to legislate, and they are not doing that. The Democrats are too busy chasing Trump around the barn, and they think they're righteous in doing so. They really do. Now, come on now. Quit fighting me. I love this paperwork. It's more fun. I know what to do with sometimes. Woo! Then we get to some fairly current news, actually. This is by York. This is a columnist, William Barr's right. Spying, oh, nasty word, on Trump campaign did occur. Everybody expressed shock. Spying did occur? Oh, my God. Barr must retract his statement immediately or produce specific evidence to back it up, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. You've heard the chorus before. Singing to the choir, well, guess what? Perpetuating conspiracy theories is beneath the office of the Attorney General. Unless they're real, Mr. Schumer. And guess what? You know about it being a falsie. Oh, boy. Barr's gone off the rails, said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Attorney General must retract his unfounded, irresponsible claims, said Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Oh, my. Cable news commentaries called Barr's statement stunning. Oh, my goodness. Without evidence? Oh, Lord have mercy. He's looking into it and each of the individuals involved in it. I hope you guys like having somebody like Barr, a bulldog and a half, playing proctologist and swimming around in your underwear because that's what you're going to get. The question is whether it was adequately predicated. That means, was the purpose correct? Okay? And I'm not suggesting it was not adequately predicated, but I need to explore that. This is Barr talking. And that is entirely accurate. It is fact that on October 6, 2016, the FBI wiretapped Carter Page. The Bureau's application to a secret court for the wiretapping is public. Oh, unfounded? Well, it sounded to me like Page was wiretapped because of his connection to the Trump campaign. Hello? I mean, is wiretap spying? It is hard to imagine a practice, whether approved by a court or not, more associated with spying. Ooh, they tapped my everything. They tapped this show and all this other stuff. My computer is turned off. I'm going to turn it back on. Come on, turn back on. Thank you. What a, this is getting old. Anyway, is wiretap hiding? It is. If it's court ordered or not. Okay, the FBI engaged at least one informant. That's spying totally. And it covers the whole thing. If one part of the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, it negates the whole of the law. Ooh, the FBI engaged at least one informant, professor named Stephen Halper, to penetrate the Trump campaign. Oh, here we come. We're going to sneak up on your underwear. The Halper case is more evidence that spying did occur on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. The question is whether or not it was adequately predicated, meaning whether the FBI presented evidence sufficient to justify surveillance, which is something that has been the subject of intense public debate. I'll give you some debate that comes up in this article. Passionate arguments. Oh, boy. Adequately predicated. Oh, you guys are full of... Guess what? Republicans argued that it was not because the application was based in part on the Steele dossier. You know, that conglomeration of horse hockey that everybody that was named in it said was bullshit. The collection of unvaried opposition research allegations compiled by the British spy Christopher Steele on behalf of Hillary Clinton's campaign. They paid for it. Oh, my goodness. Despite the cries from outraged Democrats and the media, analysts who simply can't imagine what Barr might have been referring to, the Attorney General's words were demonstrably true. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to say that it was not correctly predicated. The reason I'm saying that is very simple. Now, there's a lot of people around this country who are having problems. And one of those problems deals with consumption. And there's a lot of people out there ain't even getting jobs or nothing else. Why? It's called a failure to participate. Yeah, that's right. A lack of participation kills anything, whether it's helping the cost of college or whatever. does not matter. And, you know, then you got Soltis Anderson. I'm in the tumult of the Trump era. The constant, his approval rating. And then the a little blurb in the middle. Attitudes toward the president are strong and are baked in for a large swath of the public. The swing voter is increasingly extinct. No, baby cakes. It's called the silent majority. They're not going to tell you what's going on or what they think. Oh, and then you got this one here. The disappointed Democrats. Oh, let's see here now. Let's see if I can find something. I want to play a song, and I just hope y'all like this. Something you might want to remember is that none of this matters. There's a song by a certain group called Dust in the Wind that brings that out real, real succinctly. Now, we have a country that has problems, and we're known as the Golden Country. Listen to the music.
So
my God. I hope you all like that song. I hope you hear what it says. We got to stand up against the bullshit, against the garbage. Okay, try this one. Barnes, this is a columnist, the disappointed Democrats. Aw, your little charade from Pelosi and Schumer didn't work out so well. Well, guess what? You want to try a different tact, something that works, something that will actually cause you to be relevant, have an actual honest-to-God reason for being where you're at? Well, try this one. And I'm going to read through this. It's one article, and there's quite a bit on it. The interesting part about it is the take that it has, all right? I say disappointed Democrats, and it's really funky. And the reason it is really funky and it's something to really pay attention to is because of what it stipulates. The Democrats these days are the party of disappointments. They've had three big ones. The first was President Trump's election. Oh, my God. Then came the success of Trump's economic program. What do you mean? Jobs? Oh, my goodness. The third was Robert Mueller's finding no collusion between Trump campaign and Russia in 2016 campaign. Ooh. Do you feel like you're losing something that probably never should have been brought up in the first place? You are, and there's a reason, and I'll get into that. I got one more main thing I'm going to hit, and it's a real mother. My goodness. Andrew Jackson. It's reminiscent of how foes of Andrew Jackson felt when he won the presidency in 1828, in the age of Jackson. Historian Arthur M. Schlesinger Jr. described the gloom 2 months after the election in early 1829. Oh, we had people jumping out windows in ours. We got people that are several years into being gloomy. It was no year for righteous men. Everywhere they sat in darkness, the ungodly were now in the ascendancy, and those who walked not in their counsels had little but scripture for consolation. Oh, my goodness. If Trump got elected, there mustn't be no God, really? Think about it. Start with the refusal by Democrats to accept the legitimacy of Trump's election. Far more serious was an attempt to keep the Electoral College from ratifying the outcome of the election. It keeps going. Urging electors to violate their constitutional duty. This effort failed, but a dim view of the Electoral College has endured. Democrats are eager to abolish it, and that is critically important to what I'm going to come to after I get done running this article. Now, this article ain't the greatest thing on wheels, but here's how this works. Democrats adopted a strategy of ceaseless opposition, acting as the resistance, as if he'd taken power in a coup. Oh, my. And don't be surprised if all of a sudden somebody shows up armed and with the authority to remove your butt to a nice little dark hole for treason. It kept Democrats from getting Trump to legalize hundreds of thousands of young immigrants whose parents had brought them across the border illegally as children. That's right. You screwed that up. It's called DACA. You screwed it up. By boycotting deliberations regarding tax reform legislation, Democrats left themselves with no influence on a bill that crushed their priorities. Oh, poor little whoopsie-whoopsie. Who did them fall down and step on it? Trump and the economy. Oh, my goodness. Doubling the rate of economic growth while cracking down on countries whose trade policies kill American jobs. Trump also replaced President Barack Obama's economic policies and proposed tax cuts and deregulation and did it in unison. And I mean right down to everybody. Now, remember, in the House, Pelosi has a hammer, and there's a reason for that. She acts like she would swing it on somebody's head just because. Democratic economists predicted an economic disaster thanks to Trump. We're very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. Nobel Prize-winning New York economist Paul Krugman? What an idiot. I quit following him years ago. On economics, as on everything else, terrible thing has happened. A terrible thing has happened. We're all going to hell in a handbasket. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers agreed. I wouldn't expect a protracted recession to begin in 18 months. The damage would be far beyond the United States. Oh my goodness, Washington Post editorial, President Trump could destroy the world economy. We are getting out of globalism. And I hope you guys don't like it. You want globalism? Move to Europe, if they'll have you. The worst disappointment for Democrats was the Mueller verdict of no collusion. Oh, my goodness. They're counting on him to bring down Trump, and they didn't get the job done. There's just a response from Democrats. It's pathetic. It is. It absolutely is. Now, Adam Schiff. Oh, my goodness. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee vows to uncover evidence that Mueller couldn't find. Yeah. I hope they don't fund you, because you definitely don't deserve it. Besides backing the Trump wall, Democrats have found one other saving grace: the pickup of 40 House seats in the midterm election instead of Mueller. It was voters who delivered a stern verdict on Trump. No, they didn't. They delivered a stern verdict on the do-nothings. That's who was in there. And when you don't do nothing and you're in there, that tends to be a serious problem. And I do mean serious. Oh, boy. It took me the better part of a day and a half or so to get my control back under control. There's some things that just blow me away, and this is one of these. And you people need to pay attention to this, because I got this in the mail. Apparently it's going out to a lot of people. Select people, apparently. But people anyway. National petition for an Article 5 Convention of States. National petition for an Article 5 Convention of States. Federal government is on a dangerous course. The unsustainable debt combined with crushing regulations on states and businesses is a recipe for disaster. Trump's addressed a lot of that. Article 5 of the Constitution authorizes state legislatures to call a convention for the purpose of proposing amendments to the Constitution. Oh, Lord. And Convention of States action is urging state legislators to call a convention for the limited purpose of proposing amendments that impose physical restraints and limitations on the power, scope, and jurisdiction of the federal government and limit the terms of office for its officials and members of Congress. They wanted me to represent them. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. I take them pretty seriously. They say that the the only hope we have left of saving our nation from our out-of-control federal government is an Article 5 Convention of States. I wonder how many people who hear this and who pay attention and really want to know what I'm up to can hear what I'm saying. The people should decide instead of Washington, D.C. The people. Power to the rightful owners. The American people. They got two-thirds of the states. That's what it takes. It takes two-thirds to get this done. There's a problem. They haven't got even close to two-thirds. What they have stated is, and I used to support these people. That's what really blows me away. The Convention of the States is the only solution. Horse hockey. You want to do away with the Electoral College. Remember what I said about that? Okay. Must pass the resolution in both chambers of two-thirds of state legislatures. That's 34 states. Already passed it in more than a third of the required states. 14 states having passed it, and more states soon to follow. It's a constitutional solution. Really? They wanted me to donate, and they wanted me to be their representative, and a whole bunch of other horse shit that I'm not interested in doing. Now, on the back of their little fun form, I stipulated some things. I hope the shock and awe of the last part isn't too severe. From what I'm seeing and hearing, it seems that everything and anything is for sale. Virtue, patriotism, all the goodies too many take for granted. Yeah, that's right. What is anyone waiting for? That's my question. What are we waiting for? How come there is not? And I know we got lawyers out there in our group. How come nobody has initiated a legal challenge to this horse hockey? I mean, you got the gross immorality of sexual agendas. Our public education is teaching and indoctrinating susceptible youngsters with, you're not a boy or a girl. I mean, these people don't even know which restroom to use. How about higher learning in colleges and universities where professors require students to adopt socialism or fail the class? How about we take that boy's teaching credentials? Maybe even the college he works for. You think on that's bad? Try the following. The Democrats didn't like Trump winning and tried to legally force him out. Didn't work. During this, a coup was attempted and failed badly. Now, the following, what I just read you, is something that's been running in the background for, well, it started during Obama, actually. And I sent them a reply. I knew who it concerned, but I said, to whom it may concern. Due to the general political and social climate, there is no one I trust with the American Constitution, period. Few of the states bother to enforce state or federal laws. As the Constitution is the law of the land, enforce it first. Hello. Follow this with adjudication, resulting in arrests of those who have committed willful acts of treason. And there's a long list of those. We know who they are. Get off your butts and let's go. Come on. If you don't, the people are going to do this for you, and it's going to be messy. The reason I am not signing is a total lack of any limitations or specifications. You didn't say what the hell you're up to. You gave a whoopity-doo generalization of, we're not going to touch any of your rights, but we're going to do away with the Electoral College, meaning that the people who have the largest populations win. No, the founders set that up to avoid that. Until your group publishes details and requires each state and representatives to sign off in agreement, this is bogus. This, in and of itself, is an act of treason. That's right, you're going against the Constitution, you're a treasonist. The Democratic leaning of mob rule rescinds the Electoral College and transforms American freedom into socialism. These are what I fight against. Now, a lot of people don't follow what I'm involved with in terms of the combination of what little bit of pull I've got and reach I have. But if you don't like the idea of these idiot dingleberries getting a hold of the Constitution by the short hairs and playing whatever kind of tune they want to with it, I will suggest that we go up against this hard, hot, and heavy. They have a website, and I mean, you know, we can attend the business with this. It's not terribly difficult. Let's see here. www.conventionofstates.com. www.conventionofstates.com. I can't believe that they sent this to me. The other part that I can't believe are the names that are named. This is what gets me. I can't hardly stand it. I didn't go to Vietnam and bleed for this country for the fun of it, I can tell you that. So, Sean Hannity. Oh, my good Lord. It's not offered. Dear fellow patriot. Well, being a patriot, I can't agree to this horse hockey or the BS that you're putting out. But here's the names. Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Dr. James Dobson, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Ben Shapiro, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, James O'Keefe, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Marco Rubio, retired Senators Tom Coburn and Jim DeMint, former Governor Mike Huckabee, HUD Secretary Ben Carson, and many others. The man's name that runs this, or is in charge, is Mark Meckler. And I have not found too many things that I would be more inclined to physically attack than that sort of shit. Ooh. Anyway, it would be terrible if they had some kind of a burglary and everything got burned up. It would be terrible if there was some kind of a hacking of their computers that caused it to eat everything when it turned on. It would be terrible if these people were adjudicated for treason, which is what they're doing. Oh, it's all nice and legal. What's legal is not necessarily right, let alone moral. Your immorality is what strikes me and what got me so upset. You want to return to the good old mob rule of eliminating the college, the electoral college. I mean, I don't know what's the matter with you people. You think that there are enough people who would go along with this to get it done? Now, there's more here. Opposition is comprised of the most powerful liberals in America, including Hillary Clinton, supported by the timeless funding of socialist billionaire George Soros. So it ain't just both of them, I think, need to be in prison, but that's my opinion until somebody takes legal action in that regard. I'm at a bit of a loss as to what to do. You're not allowed to, supposedly not allowed to shoot people on sight. I'm not sure that is really appropriate, but, and I'm not calling for anybody to get nasty. But these people try to tell me that they're conservative. I mean, no. Conservative socialists? Yes. They want to return the power of the electorate back to the people. The people should have a prominent say. I agree with that. But there are some serious problems with this. One is the elimination of the Electoral College. That's one big one. Yeah. Well, it's a 501c4 nonprofit, whatever, four. I know what a 501c3 is. Apparently, they couldn't make the grade. Under the purpose of the amendments that impose physical restraints and limitation of power scope of the federal government, members of Congress and representatives the support of convention of states to become a co-sponsor, huh? Yeah, hell, really? You think I'm stupid enough to get involved in some kind of something that trashes what I believe in? return the power back to the people. And they call themselves patriots. They have used the word patriot for butt wipe, in my considered opinion on this. Now, let's see here. I'm sure it's in here. I know. I remember it. The people should decide instead of Washington, D.C. Hey, Ben Shapiro, you said it. I'm taking issue with your existence. How about this? Ain't Washington, D.C. that says it. It is the Constitution of the United States of America, something that everybody signed on to. You heard me. There once was a grouping of writings called the Federalist Papers. They define a whole load of things that are not necessarily contained in the Constitution or Bill of Rights, but have never been repealed. If you believe, unbelievable, if you believe the people should decide instead of Washington, you should support the convention. Well, I've already stated that I don't trust nobody with the Constitution right now, just as, you know, nobody. We got enough problems without some jerk-offs playing games with the Constitution. Everybody needs to fight this. If you can find something wrong with it, any place, anywhere, in such a manner that where you can take some kind of legal recourse. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. That's interesting. Mark Meckler is president. It does not have an address on here yet that I see. Maybe this has got it. Checking this box, I agree. I don't agree. I just totally disagree. So debt combined with crushing regulations in business and states and businesses is a recipe for disaster. You don't like the constitutional law. You need to leave, in my estimation. I believe this is located in Washington, D.C. And I do believe it is. Let's see what we got here. Come on, man. State representative. Here we go. I will. Oh, boy. My state legislator's information is. Mayfield, P.O. Box 1374, Merrifield, Virginia 2216. You could probably ask the post office and then give you a street address. What I'm suggesting is that anybody who can hear this, and anybody who hears it, anybody that's interested in freedom, take this and run with it. Seriously, take this and run with it. This has been percolating for a couple of years, more than 2 years, more like three and a half, give or take, because it was mentioned a long time ago. Only a fleeting mention. They're good at that stuff. They want to hide it. They don't want nobody to hear this shit. It might be a good idea that somebody get their stuff together and maybe check out charging some people with insurrection. I can tell you right now, Clinton and Soros are guilty of that, for sure. Yeah, I can prove it too, George. I must you not liking it. Top of that, we were squaring off against a coalition of 250 national and statewide left-wing groups. They don't want you loose with it either. Think about that. Conservatives, dear fellow patriot, how many of you people have bled as a patriot? How many of you people went to war as a patriot? I don't like it, but I did it anyway. I didn't like the results, but I did it anyway. When I found out it was all false, it really didn't make me feel happy. Anyway, I get a sweat going when I talk about this sort of horse shit. These are supposed to be conservatives and patriots. Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Dr. James Dobson, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and you don't know no better? Ben Shapiro, Senate Colonel Alan West, James O'Keefe, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Mark Rubio, retired Senators Tom Coburn, Jim DeMint, and former Governor Mike Huckabee, HUD Secretary Ben Carson, and more, they say. Oh, I just don't believe that these insanity cases really think that they're going to get this to fly. It ain't going to fly. Power to the people. Restore the power to its people. Rightful owners of the people. The constitutional way to immediately rein in our out-of-control federal government and restore the power to its people. Rightful owners. Well, you're going to have to, you're right, you're going to have to change the Constitution. And guess what? I'm going to warn you people right now. There is an awful large number of people out here who would take issue with your existence for you to really get something like this going good. And that includes each and every last person who votes in the affirmative in any state legislature for such an act of treasonous insurrection. I'm going to do some contacting when I get done with this show and see what I can do for these people. Let's see here. Yeah, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you're done. Change. You'll never break the chains. Well, we're breaking the chains. We are making changes. And a lot of people really don't like it. Oh, the law? What's wrong with you? You must be sick. You must be a Trumper. Well, no. I don't think President Trump is the greatest thing ever walked the face of the planet. I think there was only one of those, to which I don't subscribe fully, but irrespective of that, he's one of the very best bulls in the china shop presidents we've had that I can remember. I mean, you had Teddy Roosevelt running around with shooting guns. Of course, Dick Cheney tried to blow a guy's face off on a hunting trip. I mean, you know, you got varying kinds of people running around taking advantage of people who do not have their stuff together well enough in order to keep things going the right direction. What does it take? Well, it's not difficult to understand. But what we got to do, what I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to preempt elections, electoral ad, and all that happy. I'm trying to get this to a point where people understand what's really going on. Now, are you willing to give everything up and become Venezuela? If not, then these socialists need to go down. Now, I don't believe any of them, or very many of them, have what it takes to pull what's necessary in terms of people to get this done. I really honestly don't believe they do. which is, you know, that's just me, but you think about that, and things begin to change a little bit when you start thinking in those terms. Well, here's the term I'm thinking about, and it's definitely not something to fool with. What about freedom? The freedom to be part of the resistance, the freedom to object, the freedom to protest, the freedom to be and not be bugged to death by something. I mean, I tell you what this puts me in mind of, and I'm not talking for a revolution necessarily, although that might not be a bad idea. Yeah, you heard me when I said it. We have a situation where people that are elected officials think they're in charge, that they are not our employees. That puts me right dead in the middle of this next song. when I first came across this notification in the mail, my first inclination was to become an outlaw. They're trying to tell me that we don't have a choice. Now, the problem is this, and it is, I find it quite interesting that these so-called patriots, people that we supposedly could trust, and I know the ladies out there, and most of them have heard, trust me at one point or another, I'm sure of that. You ever been caught? Anybody ever been caught in a swindle? That can be anything. That can cost you money or whatever, but usually what it was in school, that's grade school, high school, etc., was very simple. Bait and switch. I didn't do it, he did. And you're standing there with a handful of mud going, oh boy, now what do I do? Well, I exercised every last little bit of self-control possible, and I have not gone out to shoot anybody that's responsible for this shit. However, I think that maybe Convention of States action might be interested in phone calls, emails, anything y'all can do to clog up their works. They obviously are against the United States. Anybody wants to modify certain terms of the Constitution are nothing better than treasonous mothers, in my considered opinion. And like I said, first thing I did was a little hair stood up on my back of my neck, and I broke out in a cold sweat, and I gritted my teeth, and I walked around, and I don't think my wife's ever seen me quite that upset, but it happens. Every once in a while, I get at a point of no return, and this is what it would take to literally eliminate, physically eliminate that list of people. Now, I'm going to type them in on the Facebook page so everybody can get their, it says, and many others. I'm going to go to their Convention of States website and see whether or not I can get that list. I'd like to know who the treasonous mothers are. In the meantime, let's have a little email party. Anybody out there, and I'm asking, anybody out there who's a hacker that can screw them up, go for it. I'm not saying violent things. I'm not talking about destruction of private property or anything of that nature. I'm just talking about the usual business as usual. And that's sort of like, you know, these people that think they're above the law. Kind of people. That's who these people, that's what these people are saying. They are above everybody. They deserve to be the ruling class on a celebrity basis. You've heard the name. Most people have heard the names. It's hard for me to believe that the Heritage Foundation would allow their president to do such a thing as endorse this sort of treasonous behavior. Why do I say treasonous? Well, very simply, the only way to offer any form of what I stipulated in my little letter to them in terms of certain things, that was the reason I'm not signing, is a total lack of any limitations or specifications. And he said, this is going to have to be something that's going to be legally signed, where these large population centers don't get to control our lives or our government. This is something Trump's fights against all the time. Now, this is supposedly legal. I will suggest that there are some loopholes that they're leaving themselves open for. And when they say that they have, the legislatures have adopted this, there's a nice false statement right on the first page of the letter. Over 3.8 million grassroots supporters united behind the only hope we have left, save your nation from our out of control federal government. That's false. Article 5 Convention of States. You got to be kidding me. Has anybody really looked at some of these people in the legislature? Do you really think that you would trust somebody else with our way of life over an extended and long period of time? I mean, this document's been standing around for about 200 years. Think about it. I wouldn't give it 5 years. You put these liberal idiots, socialists in charge of the Sahara Desert, and I guarantee you within a month there'd be a shortage of sand. I mean, it's like put them in charge of the ocean and there'd be a shortage of water. Similar situation as found in Venezuela and other totalitarian countries. Now, there are people that are ruling these countries that never should have been a dog catcher, let alone president, let alone prime minister. You got a lot of the fun and games of this nature going on all over. And part of that is Brexit. That's critical to the European Union. If England leaves, whether they got a deal or not, don't make no difference. European Union is going to lose something like 25-30% of their income. Now, how many people could stand that? Think about that very carefully. That's what's wrong with Brexit and all the bankers and all of the requirements. Legalistic horse hockey that's being piled on Great Britain is just that. What Great Britain is going to have to do is to learn how to protect itself. One of those ways is to transfer all your funds out of accounts that these people have access to and leave $5 for them. That's part of it. That is, the things that are coming along that are going to happen here are going to happen here first. I want you to understand that. These freedoms and things I've been talking about over the years are coming here first. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Yeah, granted. However, what you have to understand and realize is that because we are the beacon of freedom, and I ain't saying that it is as free as it should be, we become the target. Okay? You can't tear the house down from the outside. There have been a lot of so-called world rulers that have tried exactly that, world wars. I mean, you know, Germany, good grief. Japan, I mean, back in the day, these rulers, I don't want you to remember this, they all got together and made up, manufactured everything that we supposedly hold so dear. It's supposed to be so untouchable. All of the religious beliefs were agreed to. It was a meeting. Who had the meeting? All of the big oligarchs, the rulers of the country, the ones that had all the money, the ones that had the, quote, control. Well, if you don't produce enough corn, then you and your family are out. You're going to have to go live in the woods. Good luck with that. And, you know, if you don't comply, they throw you out. Just that simple. Well, the same sort of thing is coming here if we allow it. If we allow it. Allow is the key word. What's everybody want? What would it take for everybody to turn around and say, I don't think so? And I'm talking about in an absolute and complete refusal to allow these people to all this Anyway. Of any of anybody listening would allow such a thing. I mean, nobody wants to become a Venezuela. Nobody wants to have the problems that are associated with all of that. And yet, we have a, and this is critical, big old silent majority out there ain't saying nothing. And I understand why you want to stay in the dark. I understand why you want to stay out of the way. I understand why you don't want to rock the boat. But when you got these, when you got these people like this playing games, then the restrictions, okay, the good Christian conscience that keeps you from killing people and doing nasty things, can go out the window real easy. And I don't like that. I have stipulated that we might see civil war. This would be one of the great and qualifying reasons for exactly that. Start eliminating the people who voted for it in the legislatures and all of these so-called celebrities, people that supposedly are known. Well, now you know what the content of their character is. All they want to do is screw it up so bad that nobody can survive. All they want to do is make it mob rule. Every time we come up against this 2016 election report, it stipulates this number of people voted this, this number of people voted that. Well, I am going to inform some people first, foremost, and absolutely. No, illegally occupant, no illegally occupying this country, no illegal has any, and I'm going to say this very clearly, any legal standing. That means they can't vote, they can't hold a job, can't pay taxes, can't pay Social Security taxes, a whole nine yards. And yet you've got places like California, New York, Chicago, etc. Ooh. Then Trump gets upset with them because they think it's funny to play games with killing people. And you heard me right. There's a lot of people dying because the Democrats refuse to allow us to gain, and maintain control of our southern border. That's big. A lot bigger than people think. Well, you heard about the militia. They captured several hundred and turned them over to the Border Patrol Authority. That's great. That works. If it was me, I would say, no, you're a bad boy. You're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You have not been authorized and all this other happy stuff. And then I'd grin and say thanks and walk away. Like I've told people before, if officials, whatever capacity, whatever they're involved with, refuse for whatever reason or any reason to do their job, it falls to we the people. And I am going to run this list. I'm gonna check the website first and see if I can get how many names I can get, and then I'm gonna see whether or not I can run this through certain channels so that people can be informed of it. Apparently, there's a lot of secrecy. We're not going to tell nobody. We told people, but only certain ones. We need to have that, have this Title V Convention of States so that we can screw over the Constitution and use it for the butt wipe we believe it is. Yeah, you heard me right. I hope Hannity hears this. If not, send it to him. I think he's a piece of shit. I think he needs to leave this country along with the rest of them. I do not take these things easily. It's been a long time since I fought in Vietnam, but when I came back, I didn't recognize the country either. it had changed in one simple year that much? Unbelievable. People who go to Iraq and Afghanistan and come back, they can't believe it either. It's so convoluted and changed, altered, and turned around, they don't know what to do with it. And then they got this problem of PTSD. Well, what caused that? Were you targeting civilians to see if you could hit one? That ain't cool. But I know of a whole bunch of people that did it. Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of things that went on, not just recently, but all the way back, that weren't the way it should be. Reverence for life? Yeah, you better believe it. I think I do more good doing this show than I could do by going out and shooting people. So I do the show. The thing I'm going to look at next, anybody out there who has people that know that are known in the militia, you might want to have them contact me directly. If they wish, and this is sort of like Mission Impossible, your choice. Take the assignment or not, as you so choose, but it'll be a realistic assignment, and it will be more secretive than that show ever thought about, more secretive than the federal government ever thought about. It will be between me and specific individuals only, if they choose to take assignments. There are, within all this, a large number of questionable activities. Be careful with those. Do not go out past what you're supposed to on what you would consider a legal basis. Don't do that. However, if somebody got a wild hair and got pissed enough, well, who am I to say? I mean, there's quite a few things out there that are no-nos. That does not necessarily mean you can't get away with doing it in the middle of the night for whatever the reason and purpose might be. If there's a way to get the message across that these people's existence might be in jeopardy now that everybody knows about it, maybe, just maybe, they might want to reconsider. And that's the point of this. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close this show down, but I'm going over to Cosmic Voice and answer cues. So if you got questions, let me know. If you want to send something in private messenger, we can work that out. But at this point, I don't see what fruit can come of anything less than the denigration of this activity. I can't see anything better than stopping it cold in its tracks. Anybody that don't agree, that's your decision. Go out there, try it out, and get her done.